Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL lunch.
Cook you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Time for some football NFL lunch style here on this Juneteenth. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. John Harbaugh meeting with the media yesterday. Last time we'll hear from Harbs, I guess, Vinny, until training camp. About another 5 weeks or so. But talking about his rookie kickers, John Hoylen, Tyler Loop. So, John, what have you seen?
Yeah, he's a really good athlete. So he's got body control, and he can make adjustments from a coaching point standpoint. And so can John. They're both doing a good job with that. And actually pick it up really quick. He's just kind of a natural athlete, so he's picking it up quick. Now it's just a matter of doing it over and over again. And he's done a good job of that.
Yeah, and I mean, he is a good athlete. You see him out there, he's built real good. But, you know, he's the last three practices, he's missed kicks. And most of them are 50-plus yards. And he cannot do that. You know, he's got to make his adjustments, as Harbs would say. I mean, he missed his first kick yesterday, then he made the rest of his. Hovland made all of his. You know, and the one he missed, I think, was probably like 52, something like that, and missed it right. So he needs to work, you know, so when he comes back and the vets are there starting camp and practice July 23rd, he needs to be much more consistent where the veterans are not like, I'm sure when they walked out there with Justin Tucker, it was like, you know, they're very confident. And right now, I don't know that you can be totally confident, because if you walk out there against Buffalo, you're hoping. You're not knowing.
Tucker, beyond 50, had 90% success rates in some season, if not being perfect. So it's John Hoylen, undrafted out of Wyoming, and Tyler Loop, who they used a draft pick on, out of Arizona. Now, John was also asked about putting these guys in game situations.
The biggest thing is to try to put them in tough situations as much as we can. I mean, there's the idea of the repetition, you know, and being able to replicate the swing. And Randy works on that with those guys all the time. They're down there and just putting the numbers up, you know, and those are all charted and graphed and everything else. And then you get into the situations, and the team situation's one thing. Then the game scenarios are the next thing, where they have to run out and make it like a game. Then they're working on some other things. I mean, both those guys are working on some trajectory things that, you know, you don't really know about, but, you know, they're trying to change the trajectory of the ball a little bit from what they've done, so we get it where we want it to be.
To me, you know, all that stuff sounds good. Bottom line, you know, with kickers, to me, it's bottom line. It's either good or it's not good.
Right.
You know, and that's what they've got to do. They've got to make kicks. They're paid to put the ball through the uprights. And if they don't, somebody else will be kicking. And that's the bottom line. I mean, work on all the things that you got to work on to get consistent. Because if you're not making them, they're going to replace you. And it's easy as that.
Yeah, and this is a team, as we've discussed and we all know, they're trying to win the Super Bowl this year. And if the weak link is the guy, you know, kicking poorly, that weak link's going to be replaced. You have no choice, but they're not in a let's develop a kicker phase of this thing here.
Absolutely not. Kind of like the Massolini says, they're not, developing DHs. Ravens aren't developing kickers.
Want no cursed ads out there.
No. And Bob, if what's going to be interesting, all right, let's say he kicks against Buffalo and, you know, it's not a game tying or, you know, but he misses, you know, and he's 0-for-1 for the game. I mean, that next week, you better make it. You better make your kick. Otherwise, they're going to bring in a veteran guy. On that Tuesday, they'll be bringing in a veteran guy to work out.
And John explained a little bit, Vinny, but to elaborate on how you replicate game situations during a training camp setting. And, you know, once you get into the preseason, I mean, the stadiums are half empty there anyway.
Yeah, well, what they do a lot during practices is, like, they'll be running, you know, like a two-minute drill. And then, all right, it's third and 10. All right, boom. Field goal. You know, it was incomplete pass. Field goal team got to run out there, you know, kick the field goal. Or, you know, same type of situation. They're moving the ball, and it's a field goal, you know, and they're running out there, you know, just so they get used to going out, having a ball set down, you know, and having, you know, the 30-second clock and all those things, you know, so there is a rhythm to it. And, you know, it becomes second nature. That's the biggest thing, that, you know, when they call field goal, you know, it's natural. Because there's a lot of different people maybe coming in, you know, like in a different old lineman, you know, because receivers are coming out, quarterbacks coming out, and different people got to run in, snapper and everybody.
Based on what you've seen, and granted, it's only been OTAs and a mandatory mini camp. The likelihood that the Ravens will bring in a veteran kicker is what right now?
Before the season or?
At any point.
I'd say 60% a veteran kicker. Because, Bob, Hovland and Loop, they get 3 preseason games, you know, and then they got to practice with the Colts and practice with Washington. You better be pretty damn good, because you got 5 opportunities in game-like situations that Harbs, going into that Buffalo game, I got to feel comfortable with whoever is kicking that they can make it.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, NFL Lunch. Let's get back to position players on offense. John Harbaugh, a guy that gets lost in the sauce sometimes, is Tylan Wallace. So how's he looking there, John? Camp 2025.
Well, I saw a catch on the sideline. That was spectacular. That was pretty awesome. He's every day. All he does is show up and go 100 miles an hour. We did get him to talk today because it's his birthday tomorrow. So we have birthday wisdom, you know, birthday wise words. And so he gave us a wise word. I made him stand up to do it. So he loved that, you know. But he's got a chance to be really good.
Steady Eddie. It's what he is. You know, I mean, he's probably one of Chris Horton's better players, special teams with coverage, you know, and he can return kicks if need be. So he's kind of a jack of all trades. He's a perfect number 6 in my mind. I mean, Bob, when you look at the receivers, you know, you got Zay, you got Bate, you got Hopkins, that's 3. You got Wallace is 4, Walker is 5, and Wester is 6. You know, and then Anthony Miller's been having a hell of a camp. So, I mean, you know, where do some of these other guys fit? I guess if somebody gets hurt, you know, I mean, that's how, because I think last year the Ravens kept 5. And if you kept 5, that thing makes things very difficult if Wester's going to be your punt returner. So it's going to get a lot of competition, let's just say that.
And you mentioned Tez Walker. John Harbaugh talked about the second-year Carolina product.
Well, I saw a catch on the sideline. That was spectacular.
No, that was Tylan Wallace.
Must have been a hell of a catch.
Yeah, they both did.
Twice, yeah.
But with
it looks like I played the Walker one when I should have played Tylan.
That's
so
okay.
It's Walker's birthday today, not Tylan's birthday.
Okay, well, somebody's celebrating a birthday. I'm all confused. But all right, but Tez Walker. All right, he brings that speed element to the equation. You said the route running, Vinny.
It's getting better.
Maybe
it's getting
not
better.
Better than Duvernay at similar stages.
No doubt. No doubt. Because he can get his pads over his toes and he can bend his knees to get in and out of cuts. And that's the key thing for a linear type receiver, you know, because as a speed guy, you got to be able to get in and out of cuts. And that's the thing Duvernay really could never do. And he is getting he made. You know, I mean, Harbs was talking about the catch on the sidelines. He made another one where he caught it and turned up, and he looked fast as hell running up the sidelines, you know. And, like, if you stand up close to him, that's a big man. That's a big guy. So if he can become a consistent four, and if you're four, for you to dress on Sundays – you got to be a major contributor on teams. And that's the thing that he's got to become, too, is he's got to cover kicks and cover punts and do those kind of things. And with his speed and size, he needs to be really good, like a gunner, those types of things.
All right, real quick, do the Ravens have a lot of open competition spots? Heading into training camp, probably not, but I guess left guard is that one, right, John Harbaugh?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You're kind of asking me to, like put it on the scale. I mean, you know, in one sense, you know, every job is open. You know, I mean, you never know what's going to happen the next day. You got to be ready for every possibility. And competition is what the NFL is all about. You know, it's what sports is all about, competition. So everybody's always competing every day. But those are two of the positions that are, you know, that I kind of think I got a pretty good idea that the guys that you saw out there today are in the lead, you know, and they've, especially Daniel, you know, he had the most experience last year. So he did a nice job, really played well as the season went on. And then, you know, when Voorhees got his chance, I mean, he looked really good too in that one game, in the Browns game. So, but you know, they know they got to play well.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah, I mean,
we knew Lele is going to be right guard, but
he,
I guess.
I mean, Tomato's not
the dude.
I mean, he got better. He was. That right side of the line was pretty damn good by the end of the season.
So, Pro Bowl alternate, right? Wasn't
Daniel Fowler? Yeah. So, I mean, why would there's, and I don't even know who the competition would be, to be totally honest. I mean, I guess, you know, with Voorhees, it's Cleveland would be the competition, like if he totally stunk. But I don't see that because Voorhees is an athlete and he can pull and do the things they like to do where Cleveland really can't do that. So I think Cleveland, what he brings to the team is, like on short yardage stuff, he's an extra tight end as a big man, just come off, knock people off. And he dresses on game day because he can play center and guard.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Nolan McGraw. NFL Lunch now transitions into the American League East report. Mike Trout just hit a missile up in the Bronx to give the Angels a 1-0 lead over the New York Yankees. Talk about what happened in New York last night. Their losing streak is now starting to reach kind of high numbers. And the Angels trying to keep that thing rolling. The Orioles had their own problems last night in Tampa. We'll talk about that. Updated standings and today's schedule. Then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, get his thoughts on what's going on in his world. NBA Finals, Game 6 is tonight. An injured Halliburton or a healthy McConnell? What a dilemma.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Carla.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto.
A closer look at the AL East with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Total Request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Get your votes in Featured Artist Friday. Only a couple more segments to go, and that reveal will be coming your way. All right, let's get through this quickly if we can. Our game's happening as we speak. Yankees trail the Angels 1-0. Trout with a homer, missile to left center field. Twins, top of the third in Cincy, 4-2 over the Reds. Rockies and the Nats, top of the second down to D.C. Nationals, oh my God. Pirates taking on the Tigers. That one is delayed in Detroit. In the first inning there. But Orioles lose yesterday, last night, 12-8. They're up 8-0. We talked about it. Trevor Rogers was brutal. Couldn't get through the third, threw a ton of pitches. He was laboring. I mean, when you're up 8-0, just throw to the plate, let you guys do the work. Offense gave you that cushion. Three-run homers from Moo Man and from Ramon Laureano. Said went deep. Looked good till it didn't. And the Orioles with a chance to at least clinch a tie. Split for the series, now trying to avoid losing 3 out of 4 tonight, 7:35. Charlie Morton coming off a 10K outing against the Angels, 3-7 with a 6.05 against Drew Rasmussen. As Mike Bordick said earlier, really tough, 6-4 with a 2.55 ERA. In the division last night, the American League East, that is, Boston, well, this was actually during the afternoon, taking on Seattle out in the Great Northwest. And old Trevor Story let his bat tell the story.
Shot toward left center field. That's way back there, back toward the wall. And that ball's gone. Home run. Trevor Story with a two-run shot. We locked in on that one. And the Red Sox lead it 3-1.
Final score was 3-1. Marcelo Mayer also went deep. The young stud for Boston. Nesson on the call. Garrett Crochet goes 6 strong with 8 Ks as the Boston Red Sox take 2 out of 3 from the Mariners out there in Seattle last night in the Bronx. Yankees, first of all, finally broke their 30-inning scoreless streak as Bellinger and Jazz Chisholm went deep. But in the end, it was a guy known for his defense who didn't really come through in the clutch for New York.
And Adele, it's a ground ball to Volpe. He backs up, he bobbles it, and he throws it away! Everybody's safe! The Angels take the lead! What a mistake by Volpe!
That looked like a real good shot in a double play. Let it play him to start with. That's what happened.
FanDuel on the call. Anthony Volpe went dopey. With the glove, error allows the eventual winning run to score. Joe Adell, who homered earlier in the game. Actually, his home run tied it at 2 as the Angels win 3-2, trying to finish off the Yankees, who have now lost 6 in a row this afternoon. 1-0. Yankees do have a little uprising going here in the bottom of the first. Toronto taking on the D-backs, and all of a sudden, a guy with great hair starting to get hot at the right time.
And in. Bichette drives the ball out to left center field. Two swings for Bo Bichette have left the ballpark out to left center. and he's into double digits, his 10th home run of the year.
Sportsnet on the call, Bo Bichette, as you heard, he went yard, drove in two. Vlad Jr. was 2-for-2, 3 walks, 3 ribbies. Eric Lauer goes 5 strong with 8 Ks as Toronto handles the old Diamondbacks there 8-1. In addition to the Orioles and Rays and Angels and Yankees happening as we speak, Arizona and Toronto coming up at 3:07 Rogers Center style. Standings. Major League Baseball heading into today's action. Yankees are only a game and a half up all of a sudden on the Tampa Bay Rays in the East. Toronto, 2 games back. Boston, 4.5. Orioles are 11. Tigers, 9 games up in the Central over the Guardians. 10.5 over the Twins, who have lost 6 straight. Kansas City, they're having a kind of quiet, disappointing year. Cole Reagan's going to be out for at least another month. They're 11 out. Then the White Sox. And then you got the Houston Astros. They're 5.5 up on Seattle, 6.5 on the Angels, 1-3 straight. You got the Mets, game up on the Phillies. New York's lost 5 in a row. Phillies are playing some good baseball. Braves have won 2 straight. They're still 11 back. How about the Nats have lost 11 straight games?
Boy.
And the last few to the Colorado Rockies, who, by the way, have won 4 in a row. Cubs, 6.5 on Milwaukee and Cincy in the Central. Cardinals are 7 back. Dodgers, they're on fire. They've won 5 straight. Giants have lost 4 straight. They're 4.5 off the pace. You got the Padres. They're scuffling to the Dodgers. So they're 6 back. The Diamondbacks are 9 back. And if the playoffs started today, which they don't, your wild card standings would be Tampa, Toronto, and Cleveland. Well, Cleveland and Boston, for all intents and purposes, are tied for that one. Seattle's 1.5 back. Minnesota, 1.5. Angels, 1.5. Blah, blah, blah. Orioles, 6.5. In the National League wild cards, it would be the Phillies, Giants, and Pods with the Brewers and Reds 1.5 back. 1.5 back. Cardinals, 1. Diamondback. Get the point. Everyone's kind of sniffing around. The only teams that are really out of it are the White Sox. I mean, the A's are 9 back of the wild card. So we'll say they're done. So the A's, White Sox, American League. And then I guess it's the Nats, Marlins, Pirates, and Rockies in the National League. But everyone else? So that's one. According to my math, that's 24 of the 30 teams still feeling themselves a little bit here for postseason hopes in 2025. When Yankees have tied it up against the Angels. Look at all that rain all of a sudden in New York.
Yeah.
1-1. Bottom of the first. When we come back, Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, preview NBA Finals Game 6. Did the Thunder close it out? We'll talk some baseball and National Football League with Mike. Then it's a funhouse trip, Nolan McGraw. Then Inside Access at 2, followed by BBT, coming up tonight at 6 here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joining us now, as he does every Thursday from Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. I want your flex and everything else going on in his world, which is pretty awesome. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's our friend and yours, Mike Harmon. Mike, what's happening?
Well, when you say it like that, I really do have a lot of things popping, so I should feel emboldened and bolstered by it all. What's going on, boys?
A little of this, little of that, and before we get to the NBA Finals Game 6 tonight, Halliburton or not Halliburton, Jeannie Buss and the Buss family, $10 billion. Selling that Lakers franchise to a bunch of people with more money than most people will have if they live 5 bazillion lifetimes. But we talked about it earlier. Jerry Buss, Dr. Buss, rest in peace, bought the Lakers from Jack Kent Cook for $69.5 million back in 79. And coincidentally enough, that was the year they drafted Magic and the Showtime era began in earnest. But $10 billion is the return on the investment. So how much will things change for the Lakers in regards to, I don't know, expenditures? And how much of a handprint will the Buss family still have on the team in regards to actual business matters relating to what goes on the court?
Well, at least for now, it looks like Jeannie Buss will still stay as the face, governor, whatever term they're using these days. At least for a couple of years. What we know is the way things have been handled with the Dodgers, it's you bring in an infrastructure. Right? It's the one thing, as much as the gaudy contracts for players and the structures there, which you can't do the same way in the NBA, but same idea of, all right, everything underneath it gets built up, right? So your scouting programs, your all the administrative things, certainly for the Lakers, they need some changes in the training room to keep people healthy. It's one of the lamentations of the Dodgers thing as well, trying to get that formula right for pitchers. But all of that to say, you know, it's always been lauded and supported, saying, ah, it's cool that it's mom and pop, but also it's been castigated when it goes wrong of, they run it like a mom and pop, right? It's a friends and family decision-making. I'm curious in terms of the vote, guys, because it was in a trust for the six kids. How did that vote come down? Did they sell Jeannie out? How about that? Ooh. How about that for cash? Or did they just say, wait, I get how many millions in this deal? Let's do this now, because there were a lot of complications in how it would survive them if they were to pass on. So it gets crazy. But all of that to say, it's tinfoil hat. People are out immediately because, well, Luka shows up, and now you have a sale. Right? You have the other sales across the NBA and largesse. But they don't get crypto.com with it. I mean, some of the guys from AEG, you know, they own part of the Lakers, so it works out well that way. But I would say the way this all gets administered going forward, it's a very dangerous thing for the rest of the NBA because now the Lakers will be able to compete on every level every year as opposed to the way things have been done for the last 15 years or so.
I wonder how much Jay Moore gets. Anyway, NBA Finals.
Question. He's got the third floor. We know that.
Hey, I interviewed him at one of the Super Bowls I went to, either Tampa or New Orleans. Nice guy. I think he was still.
I worked with him twice.
Oh, that's right. He was on. Was he still on SNL back in those days? I can't remember. But
no. He's long gone from SNL. But I mean, he worked with us at Fox Sports Radio at a midday show for years. And then I worked with him at FoxSports.com. He used to do a Sunday recap comedy bit with his then wife, Nikki Cox. They were, and I always had to wait. So I had a latent hate of him because I couldn't do anything based on his schedule. So I'd be there for my call time and like, hey, he hasn't shown up yet. It's like, you son of a. A lot of angst, as you can tell, it still comes out.
All right, enough of Jay Moore in the days of him just being awesome, which apparently he still is. Of course, Game 6 tonight, Halliburton was laboring for sure in game five, detrimental to the team. McConnell came in. TJ brought a level of energy to it. If he can't roll at 80% Halliburton, what are you doing if you're Rick Carlisle tonight? Because you're Bee Gees. You're trying to stay alive tonight.
I am rolling out an oxygen tank to give McConnell every bit of help. Because if you watched him, we were kind of chuckling about it in studio. Like, after his 25 minutes, I mean, my man had nothing left. All energy, one of those guys like you'd see at the games when you're doing pickup that wants to cover you 94 feet and he's running through walls for you.
Yeah.
And then he's got no gas when it's finished. And that was, you know, what Rick Carlisle is going to have to manage. Now, based on all of the individual prop bets for Halliburton and where the over-unders are, 3.5 points for the first quarter, that you would expect him to give it the old college try. But what's curious is you get the narratives about excuse make. I mean, he played 34 minutes the other day, right? We do this with quarterbacks. Oh, yeah, well, they're hurt. No, too bad. He's in between the white lines. I don't care. Now he's a detriment to my team. So there's no excuse making. You either go or you don't. And if you want to be a legend, shut the hell up and play basketball.
Hey, Mike, July 1st, there's going to be major change, you know, in college. It's going to be totally crazy. Like, there's no walk-ons anymore. And, you know, they're limited on, well, they can expand their scholarships, but you can't have walk-ons and stuff. What are you guys talking about out there about all of the changes that are coming July 1st in college sports?
Well, with a lot of it's just how do programs want to adapt? How quick are they to change the narrative? Like the last couple of years, right? First response to things of, wait a minute, we've got a first mover advantage if we do X, Y, Z. Some programs are better than others. Others are going to be labored by administrative or coaching hubris. And certainly out here, when we look at USC, I mean, that guy might be, his picture might be in with the definition of hubris. You know, like when you have the little black and white, like a little scanny thing, that would be a picture of old Lincoln Riley there. So there's a little bit of fear and trepidation in this new world, certainly here in LA and UCLA trying to find their way as always. But for the college as a whole, I mean, I'm sure you guys have talked about it a lot. There's a lot of unknowns and hand-wringing how this all gets applied. And when the NCAA is trying to hold on to the last vestiges of power and influence before being pushed to the side and all of them have to go get real jobs that are in the administration of it all. Yeah, I said it. You're stealing money and trying to justify your existence at this point that, you know, each conference can do it better themselves. It won't be perfect. It never will. But my bigger fear is what happens to the secondary programs. Football is going to be fine. There's always money. Basketball is going to be fine. There's always money. It's everything else that comes with the college experience and tradition, which is now a lower T if it's there at all. It's now redition. The T has been crossed off because it's a new world order. I mean, the fact that you're talking about USC Notre Dame potentially being canceled is just absolute nonsense.
Yes. Yeah, that was going to be my next question. But since you kind of answered, I mean, I can't believe Lincoln Riley doesn't want to do it, says it's because of the playoffs or whatever, you know, to ruin one of the best, you know, traditional games in a long, long, long time. Pretty ridiculous to me.
Yeah, I mean, I can see it from his perspective, right, as an individual, because it becomes another difficult, highly scrutinized game.
Well, just go win the game, Mike. Just go win the game.
No, and look, we can say that, but he's going, well, I've already got a bunch of people that are figuring out how to put a fund together to buy me out of what's left on my contract. Again, it would be a nice golden parachute, but it's just the idea of, I understand from their rationale of, hey, one loss is the difference between whatever the bonus structures are for making the playoffs, no matter how many times you expand it, an extra loss, you know, might be the thing that sends you on the outs, particularly when you're in a crowded Big Ten, right? You're not the king of the Pac-12 like you were all those years ago with Pete Carroll and everybody else. You know, you're fighting with Michigan and Ohio State and some of the other teams that, you know, Oregon, that'll have their runs and saying, well, we're fighting for fourth or fifth place. What does that mean? Yeah, if we get guaranteed four slots, we feel okay. But otherwise, this game could be the difference between us making it us not me losing a job, me losing a half a million or a million or whatever those dollars are tied to those bonuses. So, yeah, I understand his individual trepidation. For the school at large, I hear way too many alums saying, yeah, you know what, it's probably better for us. Like, no, no, some things are sacred. We still need to have traditions. That's why, you know, the Padres are still the little brother, but it's a fun fight when they play the Dodgers. Even if I have no dog in the fight, it's fun to watch. We need those things.
Hey, in our world here, college football with the Terps, we're us Terp fans kind of hoping we live in a world where Maryland does finish fourth in the Big Ten at some point.
You would be both every once in a while. I just need that run-up. I need the perfect circumstance for that. But you know, we live in a different world.
Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. I want your flex. Mike, as always, appreciate the time and the info. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Mike.
Peace and love, guys. Be great. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it. Mike Harmon, everyone. We'll come back reset for you. Inside Access taking over here at 2 o'clock. And then Baltimore baseball tonight brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. Landline getting you ready for the Orioles and Rays series finale. Orioles better win tonight, or boy, we'll be running hot tomorrow. Still early. Bottom of the second inning. Yankees have a runner on first. Angels just got swept by the Orioles. Now trying to finish off New York. About a stunning turn of events. And then the Orioles will go to New York, take on the Yankees, start a three-game series over the weekend. We've been asking since 11 o'clock here on Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, to get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday, Nolan McGraw, what have the people decided?
Featured artist for tomorrow is going to be U2.
Oh, nice.
U2.
No shortage of hits from U2. So pick a song or five, and Nolan's going to be ready to rock and roll with you. NBA Finals Game 6 is tonight. We'll be talking about that tomorrow. Ripping It with Ryan starts at noon. Ryan Ripken. So stick around for that one as well. And just tuning into the show, CJ Mosley retired, former Ravens linebacker, former Jet, after 11 years in the National Football League. Ravens rookies report on July 15th. Which is the day of the All-Star game, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
And then the Ravens, everyone reports on the 22nd. So training camp begins in earnest, I would assume, on the 23rd of July.
That'll be the first practice, the 23rd. And then I'm guessing, Bob, I can't remember what the rules are. Is it what, the first 3 days in shorts, I think, something like that? And how about, we were just looking it up, the L.A. Chargers, whole team, the veterans report July 16th. The veterans report July 16th.
Getting in front of it where they're playing in the Hall of Fame game.
I mean, football's like middle of July. I mean, it's crazy.
Sooner or later, it's going to be a 25-game season.
Yeah.
Because it's all about player safety, not the money, everyone. Nolan, any closing thoughts for the people here?
No, just listen on the Odyssey app. That's all I've got for you. There you go. Make sure you listen on the Odyssey app.
Funhouse.
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Tony in Reisterstown says, tough loss for the Orioles, but they would have won if Mullins or Laureano would have made those two difficult catches against the wall. Sure, tough plays, but Major League outfielders, especially those guys known for their defense, should have made both of them.
I'm not totally disagreeing with you. And the degree of difficulty was rather high. But it with Tony, we could talk about the offense only getting, no hits after the second inning? Just a hit-by-pitch for Kowser. The bullpen implosion. Trevor Rogers wanted no part. Tyler Anderson pitched for the end. Trevor Rogers wanted no parts of a free victory. It was a team suckage outside of the second inning yesterday.
Plus, Laureano saved a run, too.
With that hose. He's had this rep since he's been in the league. He's a guy that made, when he was at Oakland, made a throw on the fly from deep center field to the plate. It was like, oh, my. It was a Clemente-like laser.
That was a bad send last night.
You're think? Right.
Oh, sure. No, I mean, look, even if it wasn't Laureano, I think an average outfielder.
Yeah, I think even Kerstad could have hosed him on that one.
Let's not get carried away now.
Come on now. Yankee, who was that? Somebody just went deep for the Yankees.
It looked like Chris Chambliss with the sunglasses.
Trent Grisham just gave New York the lead.
Stephen Glenn Burney says, how many games below 500 before the All-Star break for the Orioles to be considered sellers instead of buyers? I say more than five below. At that point, you're selling. If we're talking players, 100% certain that Mullins will not be here in 2026. I think he is a must trade at this point.
He would be a popular player for some contending teams, but it might not be games under 500 per se. It might be games out of the wild card that'll dictate. For instance, Cleveland's two games over 500, but they'd be a playoff team right now. Does that sort of sustain itself for another month or so, and definitely into the second half of the season? I think if they're five games under 500, but 3.5 out of the wild card, are they selling?
I would say no.
I don't think you're full on buying.
No.
But you're adding pieces. Paul Goldschmidt just went deep too. So back to back for the Yankees.
Yankees are starting to heat up.
Well, they're taking it out on Tyler Anderson for not scoring for three games.
Yeah. Now they're warming up, and guess who they got to play tomorrow?
We'll see. Angels ain't out of this yet. Yeah, next.
Mike texting in here says he thinks Sagano is about done. Doesn't think he'll make it through July. 36 years old, used to a six-man rotation. Coming into the heat and humidity over here. Bad addition, like most of Elias's free agency moves.
Well, we turned this guy quick, though.
Yeah. We had him rookie of the year before.
Even with his two All-Star short recent starts, his ERA is still below 4, still below 3.5, I think. I mean, if we're not willing to give credit there, I don't know what planet you're on.
But it goes back to what are the Orioles going to do if they're out of it? He's on a one-year deal. He might be done, not because he's out of gas and is ineffective, because they might trade his ass.
Right.
If anything, they don't want him to be done in multiple different ways. One, he helps you win. Two, he's got trade value, and you can flip him to a contender.
You don't like Mike Elias, that's fine. Most people don't. But at least acknowledge when the moves that did go well actually went well, because they are there. It hasn't been 100% bad. If they were 100% bad, they'd lose 162 games. How about one more for today?
I'm all fired up over here. Yes.
Let's see. Is there anything decent here? Probably not.
Okay.
This one, Ravens related. Travis in Parkville says, when the Ravens go 15-2 and lose in the divisional round, what will the excuses be at that point? Will anyone get fired? Probably not. This team is built like a Madden team every year under Lamar Jackson. They never get it done anyway.
A little positivity coming the Ravens' way.
Yeah. I was with Eddie DeBartolo at 14-2, number one seed, and we lost. Or he was firing people. I think if they lost in the first round of the playoffs, somebody's going.
It's Hyde's fault.
Been a month. Yeah. Been a month since he's fired. Still waiting on our money.
Hyde lost that game yesterday.
All right. Anywho, Inside Access coming up next, followed by Baltimore Baseball tonight at 6. Orioles trying to salvage a split in Tampa. Yankees up on the Angels, but plenty of baseball left to be played up in the Bronx. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.